Blog Talk Radio.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome, everybody, to our first live episode of the Texas Big Real Estate Show. I'm Brad Richard. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker. Me and my wife, Michelle, represent Team Richard with Coldwell Banker in Tyler, Texas. And this is our first live broadcast. We will have Hillary Brand with Guaranteed Rate on. She is our lender, our featured vendor for today's show. Also, in the audio player, we have a featured realtor, Heather Evans, and you'll be able to see three of Heather's listings there in the audio player. Also, there's contact information for Heather and Hillary both on the audio player. So welcome to the show, everyone, and we're going to just jump right into it. Let's check. Hillary, are you on the line with us?
I'm here.
Yes, there she is right there. Welcome to the Texas Big Real Estate Show. Compliments of Coldwell Banker out of Tyler, Texas. This is our first live show. This will be our first segment about halfway through. We're going to take about a 60-second break. And in the second segment of the show, we will take calls if there are if there's anybody listening live, which I'm sure there is. The call-in number for the second segment will be 347-996-3057. That's 347-996-3057. That's the call-in number in the second segment after our break. The first segment, we're going to cover some questions that we have for Hillary. Hillary, potential buyers out there, should they talk with the lender before they start looking at homes? That would be our first question for you.
Yes, the best thing to do is the buyers need to get with a lender, and we will help them through the pre-qualification process. So we'll help them with filling out a loan application, and basically we want to look at their credit, debt-to-income assets, the whole piece, so that we know before they go out to actually look at a home that they are prepared and qualified to actually purchase. This way, it better equips the customer so they know what they're looking for, but also, you know, to help the realtor with finding out, you know, what price range and everything they need, but as well, you know, just making sure that once they do find the home that they want, that they can actually purchase it. We don't want to go through the process and then after the fact find out that they can't really buy the home that now that they have found, and just makes it so much more seamless for everyone up front if we check everything, and the customer knows what to expect. So that is, it is best to speak with a lender before looking at houses. Yes.
Or they may, we've ran into this. Me and Michelle have went out with buyers and we've ran into situations where they find the perfect home and then they discover that their financing just really doesn't match up to that perfect home. And then we have disappointments and we have to kind of.
Right. Yes, sir. So we want to avoid all of that. And we will, you'll also just make sure that the buyer knows what they're expecting going into it as far as cost and what, you know, money they're going to need and all of those things so that they don't have any surprises later. Just making sure that once the realtor goes out with the clients, it should be seamless. They're able to pick a house and know what they're getting into up front. And it saves the customer money, too. You know, we don't want them to go out and pay for an inspection and items when they're not going to be able to buy the home.
Okay. That's good sound advice for the buyers that are out there listening. This show is live. It's going to be live 30 minutes every Monday at 3 p.m. If you miss the live show from 3 to 3:30 on Mondays, you can always tune in to the on-demand episodes at blogtalkradio.com/CBRB and click on on-demand episodes. So it will be podcast for future listens, and you can listen to it at any time, you know, that you want. So that's just wanted to put that out there. Let's get to another question. Any loan programs to help those with not so good credit currently?
Yes. So We have basically what we do is when we talk with a customer and we do their pre-qualification, we're going to pull that credit report. And then at that time, that's the other thing why it's so important too. You want to talk to the lender up front. So if there are some credit issues that need to be fixed and repaired, that we can make a plan for them to correct those. And so get those ready for them to purchase. So as far as programs, it's going to be more the lender. So if their credit is not up to par or if they have some collections or different things that need to be addressed, then I will go through that credit report with them and guide them through what they need to do to get ready to purchase. There are several, you know, there's all different kinds of loan programs. There are, you know, FHA loans. Well, they can allow an approval with credit scores as low as a 580. So sometimes customers are surprised to know that they can purchase when maybe they thought that they couldn't with just a little bit of guidance or tweaking. So then we help them just go through the credit fully to make a plan so they know exactly what they're going into, and we make sure that they're ready.
Terrific. I wanted to mention that Hillary's website is www.grate.com, and that's G-R-A-R-A-T-E, grate.com. That is her website, and we also have a picture of Hillary and her phone number, contact phone number, on the audio player. So you can always, you know, give her a call and ask any additional questions. If you are not inclined to call into the live show, that's perfectly fine, and she will be there to answer your questions there for you. Let's see. We have one last question that we had written down. What is the best thing that someone can do to improve their current credit scores so they can get to a place where it makes it easier for them as well as you?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's hard because everyone's financial situation is a little bit different. So when it comes to the credit score, it really goes back to, as the lender, we're going to go through the credit report and we're going to kind of make them a tailored plan. And if they need to do things to improve their score, we can. The most common is people paying down their revolving credit cards. That is usually the quickest, easiest way to get that score to come up. If people have credit cards, you know, with revolving limits, if they can pay those down a little bit, you'll be surprised how much their credit scores jump up. You know, if they're wanting, maybe their credit is good and qualifies to buy, but they want a little bit better interest rate. Well, they can pay those credit cards down, and it usually bumps the scores up. The other thing is if a client knows that they have collections outstanding that are not medical, paying and closing those off their credit report also helps improve and jump that credit score to get them ready.
Terrific. Now, we as realtors, we hear a lot from lenders about a rescore. Can you explain what a rescore is? Some people think that they have to wait forever once they pay off, you know, one or two debts or even pay their debts down. And then it's like, oh, I'm going to have to wait for the credit reporting agencies to adjust my credit. What is a rapid rescore and how does that work?
So on a rescore, when you're working with lender, once you, let's say we make a tailored plan and we say we need to pay down, you know, two credit cards, let's say. Well, then what we do is we have direct communication with the credit reporting and the credit bureaus where basically we request the rapid rescore. So we get proof from the customer that those credit cards have been paid down to whatever we, you know, agreed to. And then we are able to submit that documentation to the credit bureaus and pull a rescore where usually in a week or so, maybe week and a half, by the time we get the documentation, get it repulled, updated, those scores can already be improved rather than waiting for a whole 30, 45 days for them to recycle. So the rapid rescore is where the lender, we take the proof of whatever payoffs or pay down of credit cards, and we can actually submit that to the credit bureaus, and we can get those scores rescored quicker than waiting the full cycle of 45 or 30 days, something like that.
Okay. Well, I hope the listeners and the buyers, you know, find that helpful.
Yes.
That's all terrific information as far as just giving them some general guidelines, especially for first-time home buyers. It's all very, you know, complicated to them. It's complicated to us as realtors since we're not lenders, but we get a lot of questions from first-time home buyers about, you know, I want to go look at homes, but I don't have a clue how to start with a lender. I don't even know what to tell a lender or ask a lender. And then they want to, and most people don't really know the different programs that are out there, you know. They call us and they say, you know, oh, I think there's some glitches. I think there's a few issues on my credit, but I don't really know what to do about it. So you've really addressed a lot of those issues. As far as waiting to improve the score, that can be done, you know, through a rapid rescore process and make it fairly streamlined. So now what if they have a good score, but they don't have a lot of money down? What direction would you take those people into?
Sure. So once we see their credit score and everything qualified, there are many, many different programs, grants, all different kinds of programs that we can help them. If their credit scores qualify, they have a good, strong score, there's grant programs and other things that we can do that we help them apply for, basically to help get the down payment and or closing cost covered. There is one program, for example, it's called CESS, and that is through Texas. And really what it's designed for is people that have good credit and maybe they're renting currently, that they could buy a home, they can qualify, they just don't have the money saved for their down payment. So the CESS program would be a perfect program for someone like that because we can get a grant for the down payment and help go ahead and get them in a home. And the lender, we actually help them, you know, apply and get the grant and do all of that. So it's not like when you think to go out and apply for a grant. It's actually something that the lender just does for the customer. But we go through and search for the different programs that would help them and then help them to get that. So it's always best just to talk to the lender first. That way we can see exactly their total picture and what they're looking at. So if we need help with down payment, we can do that. If we need help with the credit score improving, we can do that. So we can just know exactly what route to go, you know, with each customer up front to get them ready to buy a home.
Okay. Okay. Now, I know that you work with all the major federally backed, you know, loan programs as far as FHA, USDA, VA.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also work with conventional loans that would basically, you know, deal with banks.
Yes, sir. There is many, many different programs. We have, you know, conventional loans, USDA, VA, FHA, like you said. And there's even some, they call them portfolio lenders, which would be like in-house type bank loans for if there's a time that you would need, I don't know, it's a unique situation, something like that. So there's many, many different products. So with the customers, we'll usually go through their scenario and then we let them know, you know, here are your options A, B, C, and we go through each one with them, and this kind of helps guide them through picking which one really suits them best. But there are just hundreds of different loan products and types that we can look for the client.
Okay, okay. Well, we're coming up on our first break, and it's only going to be a 60-second break because this is only a 30-minute show, so we don't have a lot of time, but we are going to take just a short 60-second break. And, you know, we've covered several things. When we get back into the second segment, we will open up the phones if someone is listening live and they want to call in with a specific question, maybe pertaining to their situation. Our call-in number is 347-996-3057, 347-996-3057. So far, we have been talking with Hillary Brand. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
It's Brian, but
Brian.
That's close enough.
Hillary Brian, okay. And she is with Great Rate, and she is located in Tyler, Texas. But you basically can do loans, you know, for anybody throughout.
Anywhere in Texas, the whole state.
The entire state, okay.
That's right.
So we're going to go ahead and probably just take a quick 60-second break. We want to send out our condolences and our hearts are with all the folks in Las Vegas that are suffering from the situation that took place, the shooting that took place last night. So we do want to put that out there, and they're in our hearts and our prayers, and we hope everybody is coping with that awful situation that took place last night. We are going to be back in about 60 seconds and talk a little bit more with Hillary, and also talk a little bit more about Heather Evans, the realtor at Caldwell Banker, whose listings are currently being displayed live on the audio player. So we'll be back in about 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere, and check you on the other side.
We believe. We believe in home and all the magical things that come with it. We believe in forts made from sofa cushions and blankets, licking the frosting off the mixer, and hanging masterpieces on the refrigerator door. We believe in gardens and that the sun recharges your soul. We believe in sending your neighbors smoke signals and celebrating for no reason at all. We believe in Friday night sleepovers and Sunday morning sleep-ins. We believe in the man cave, the woman cave, and having a lock on the master bedroom door. And finally, we believe your home really is your castle, and that our calling in life is to find the one that's perfect for you. Coldwell Banker, fulfilling dreams for over 100 years.
And we are back. Sorry about that. Had a little bit of difficulty getting that to start. And sorry about the delay, but there was a little blip there. Sorry about that. But we are back. Hillary, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay. Well, the phone lines are open. And if you would like to call in, not to sound redundant, but the call-in number is 347-996-3057. If you want to call in, that would be fine. Or you can contact Hillary directly and get your questions answered and get yourself situated and on the road to home ownership. I can come up with a lot of other questions. So until we see a live caller call in, we'll go ahead and continue on with our discussion. I just wanted to go back to what I said before the break. Featured realtor this week is Heather Evans. She is with Caldwell Banker out of the Tyler office. And her listings there are on the audio player. You can view the listings, her numbers provided there, as well as the price and the MLS number. So check out Heather's listings. She has three fantastic properties, two beautiful homes, and some land, some acreage for sale. So check that out for sure. And we'll get back into talking about financing. So another question that popped into my head, and we get this from buyers a lot, when it comes to closing cost, what are some of the typical closing costs that a buyer is going to need to cover, either themselves or the seller concessions, as far as the seller paying for some of the closing costs? Can you kind of cover some of those just to kind of give the benefit of that?
So, and one thing that is important to point out is a lot of people think that, you know, all the lenders, they're all pretty much the same, right? We're all pretty much paying for the same thing. Well, that is false. There is different lenders charge different costs and fees, and they're all included in that closing cost. So that is, it's very important to compare and get a second opinion, because there's times that we'll be $4,000, $6,000 less than a competitor lender. And sometimes it's hard for the average consumer to see and be able to tell what they're really paying for. And so we always sit down with the customers, do a side-by-side comparison if they have a quote from another lender, and go through and make sure that they're getting the best deal with us. And what's included in all those costs, it's called the closing costs. It actually, a lot of those are not lender costs. Most of them aren't, actually. So what's included in the closing cost is the appraisal, the title policy, the part of the title policy that the buyer has to pay is in there. And then any title company costs, such as closing, document preparation, the title company closing fee, recording, all of those charges from the title company are in there. And then also what's included in the closing costs, which is the majority, are the prepaids, which are going to be customers' escrows, which are their taxes and insurance that they need to pay up front. So that's where the majority of the closing costs actually come from, are the customer's prepaid that they pay up front in taxes and insurance. Now, what lenders do, a lot of times there's all kinds of fees quoted. They'll call them management fee, underwriting fee, this fee, that fee. And all of those are just added, you know, into the total that the borrower needs to bring to closing. So we always look at it, like I said, side by side and make sure exactly what the buyer is paying for. The easiest way to compare side by side is if you have two estimates. Just look at the total amount of cash needed for closing. And if the down payment and everything else is the same, and you take the two, let's say two different lenders, two different totals, and you subtract those, then obviously the difference, that is what one lender's charging you more than the other. You know, if the down payment and other items are the same, you can take that cash to close and directly compare. And it is amazing to see what some of these people are paying for their mortgages. So we want to avoid that and give you a second opinion so we can save you, you know, that money. But that is what goes into those closing costs. It's going to be the title cost for title policies, appraisal. If a survey is needed, that'll be in there. Your prepaid escrows, the title company closing fee, just kind of all of those costs are what goes in there.
Okay.
Hope that helps.
Well, I mean, you know, that made sense to me. I hope it made sense to the listeners, but I'm sure it did. You know, as far as the closing costs, there's a lot of people that will shop online, and what are the pros and cons, you know, here real quick as far as shopping for a pre-qualification or getting approved for a loan online opposed to coming in and speaking to a lender in person? What's the pros and cons there?
So the difference is, you know, when they're going online and they're filling out the loan application online, a lot of these big lenders, a live person is not looking at their pre-qualification. It's just the information that they have input in the loan application. It runs their credit report and it spits out the pre-qual letter. The con to that is, you know, a lot of times the customers, they need help filling out the loan application. They don't really understand fully what they're putting into the loan application. And that's okay. That's what we do every day. We guide and help them complete that. But online, when they're putting in it, let's say someone that's self-employed, if they put their income in wrong, well, next thing you know, they've got a pre-qualification letter, gone out, looked at a house, put an offer on it. And then if I, by chance, let's say I get to compare the loan for them, and then I look at it, and all of a sudden I say, well, they don't even, you know, they don't qualify for this dollar amount because they've gone online with this other entity and simply just put in the information that they thought, you know, was correct. But the consumer doesn't always know exactly what the loan application is saying. So those online applications, the fault there is just because a live person isn't actually looking at them and reviewing them, going over it with the customer, making sure the information is correct. And it leads to a headache sometimes for everyone, because if they get this false pre-qual and then the realtor goes through making an offer on a home, and then we have, you know, issues later down the road, it could cost the customer money, and then it obviously, you know, costs the realtors a lot of time. So you want to just avoid that so that a person is actually reviewing that loan application, helping guide the customer through, just to make sure that what they're putting in is really accurate. And we have an online application program as well, which is fine to do, but once the customers fill out the online application, then it's a situation where we call and go through and verify the information before we would just issue a pre-qual in case something was entered wrong or incorrectly, or, you know, in case they calculated their income wrong or anything like that that could be entered wrong. We just want to review it all before we send them out to go shop for that home.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. Well, that covers that in depth, and it's, you know, that makes perfect sense to me. I'm sure that would be very helpful, just for the buyers to kind of, you know, what the whole purpose of our show is to educate buyers and sellers.
Yes.
And so we want to provide them information that they can help them through the process, and that they are able to be an informed buyer.
Right.
As realtors, we prefer a informed buyer. They're much easier to work with. It's less stress.
right.
So if we can
what we're there to. We're there to help them become the informed buyer, so we can help educate them on exactly what they're looking at and what it means, and, you know, all those things.
Exactly. Well, I mean, all that information that you shared with us this afternoon, I believe, is very helpful. I hope it was helpful, you know, to the buyers that are out there, just to kind of give them a crash course on buying maybe their first home or buying a investment property, or or whatever the case may be, but it's all just some basic knowledge and information that we feel is really important for people to have, so they don't go out there just blinded by excitement and they just they drive by and see something and go, how can I own that? Well, they kind of need to know the steps and stages. It is a process. And as realtors and as lenders, you know, we're here to help the buyer and also help the seller get their property sold. So it's all part of that. Real quick here, we got about 4 minutes left to go. Once again, our phone lines are open, but we're running out of time for this episode. Next week, we'll have a different vendor in the real estate industry on, as well as we will have a new featured realtor on the next week's show. And that'll be at 3 o'clock next Monday. So make sure you mark your calendars and follow our show and make sure you join us next week as well. But real quick, the last thing that would pop into my head would be what are discount points? If you can maybe tell us what that is in a couple of minutes.
Sure. So what happens is when the lenders quote the interest rates, sometimes they will quote the rates with the borrowers paying points. And it goes back to like the closing cost total. Your average day consumer probably won't know if the lender is actually quoting them points. So it's what a point is basically, let's say that the par interest rate for the day today is 4%. Well, the lender may quote them 3.875, let's say, and they're going to charge the customer the cost of buying down that rate. And sometimes that's hidden in the closing costs and the fees. And sometimes it'll say points. It just depends on how it's disclosed. But that is what points are, basically just the customer is buying down the rate. So if they want a lower interest rate, but the par rate is 4, they want 3.5, they can pay that to buy down the rate. It can become very expensive, but a lot of times it is in the total closing cost. So when you compare side by side, you know, we may say, well, this lender's giving me 3.875, but this one's giving me 4. And then whenever we have, you know, the side-by-side comparisons, then we can look and see, oh, well, their closing costs are $4,000 more. So ultimately, you know, they're charging you $4,000 more. It could be for that interest rate in points. But we drill down until we find where those costs are coming from. But that's what points are, and it will be added into the closing cost, which is going to be added to the total that they need to bring to the closing table.
Okay. So now if the seller agrees to pay a part of their closing costs, would they in essence be helping them to buy those points or not?
It could be. So if the buyer, you know, because it all kind of goes into one bucket. So if their total closing cost or $4,000, and maybe they are buying down the rate some. Maybe there's $700 of it is in buying down the rate. And if the seller is paying $4,000 toward closing costs, that seller credit is going to apply to that entire closing cost bucket, which those points are going to be included. So that's something as well, where if there's closing costs left over, or we see that there's going to be extra, then that's the case where we could look and see, oh, well, let's see if we can buy down your rate. If we can get you a little bit better rate because the seller's going to pay those closing costs, then that would be a time where it would make sense for us to look at that option.
Awesome.
So the seller credits can, in a sense, go toward paying that.
Okay. That answers my question. Well, Hillary, I want to thank you. We're down to the last minute of the show. I hope everybody enjoyed the show and got some good information. Thank you very much for joining us. We want to thank Heather Evans, our featured realtor, and we want to thank everybody for joining us live today, as well as the folks that are listening to the archives. So we're going to wrap it up because we are down to just a few seconds. But thank you so much, Hillary.
Good. Yes, and thank you.
You're welcome. We appreciate you being on, and just want to thank everybody. We'll be back next week, folks, at 3 p.m. on Monday with another episode of the Texas Big Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, there's no place like home. Thanks again. Bye.
Thank you.